Chapter 8. Clear your desks. It's time for a Hamlet pop quiz, Mr. Mitchell announced with a playful grin. The class groaned. Vicky's head pounded. She and Mom spent most of Sunday discussing exactly what happened when her father stormed out of the house, reliving each detail. When she finally closed her eyes, she could still see Dad's enraged face as he stood over Danny. And she still heard his haunting words. I lost it all. No matter what happens, I love you. What did he mean? Almost 2 days had passed and Dad still hadn't come home. Mom had tried to be strong, saying everything would settle down once Dad had a chance to cool off. But Vicky knew Mom wasn't being fully honest. She heard her crying softly as she spoke about everything to Abuelo Sunday night. ¿Dónde está, papi? ¿Por qué está haciendo esto? She kept asking. Where is he, Dad? Why is he doing this? Since Dad's outburst, Danny had barely said a word. He spent all of Sunday at Mario's, coming home after dinner and burying his face in comic books, as if they were an escape somehow. Vicky didn't have the heart to tell Mom about the graffiti at the park, not with everything else going on. Come on, Mr. Mitchell. Why you gotta start Monday with a quiz? Roiland protested. Relax, Mr. Bailey. As long as you did your homework, you don't have anything to worry about. This one's easy. Vicky had completely forgotten about her schoolwork. She could barely remember Hamlet or anything else right now. A haze filled her mind. She felt as if she didn't belong in class with other kids. She didn't feel anything like them anymore. She knew Teresa was watching her, but she didn't care. What did it matter after she spent the night hearing Mom cry? After watching Dad practically beat up Danny? After a weekend of wondering if Dad was ever going to come home? It was as if she was being pulled out to sea, and no one seemed to notice. Even Martin seemed like a stranger. She had hoped to at least talk to him before the bell, but he didn't give her a chance. How come you never called me? He'd asked at the beginning of class. Not Friday, like you said. Not Saturday. Not yesterday. I came to see you. Yeah, but then you disappeared. And you don't even answer my calls. What's up with you? You out with someone this weekend or something? He said, half joking. Just forget it, she said, rushing to her desk as the bell rang. Girl, what's your problem? Vicky ignored him, blinking back tears of anger and hurt as she sat at her desk. She wanted to explain to Martin that her father had destroyed the one phone in their house, that Martin was the only one she wanted to be close to right now. But he didn't get it. Instead, he was jumping to conclusions again. Why was he making things even more difficult and complicated than they already were? It was as if he didn't trust her. And how could she explain it all to him now? She was afraid she would lose it if she tried, that she would fall apart and cry right there in the middle of the classroom. She couldn't do that now, not at school, not with Mr. Mitchell dropping a quiz on her desk. It was easier to stay quiet, even if Martin was upset. Vicky scratched her name on the quiz and scanned the list of questions. She didn't know the answers to any of them, not even the first one. What happens to Ophelia at the end of Act 4? She looked around the classroom. Everyone was focused on the quiz. She could hear the dull scrape of pens on paper. Normally, she would speed through and be among the first done while others struggled to keep up. But now she was lost. Vicky flipped the sheet over so she didn't have to look at the blank items anymore. She wished she could just walk out of the classroom. But where would she go? Home? That almost seemed worse. Pass up your papers, Mr. Mitchell instructed, and then announced that he would go over the answers in class. He circled toward Vicky. Please don't call on me, she thought as he got closer. Not now. Vicky's head started to sweat. The familiar queasiness gripped her stomach. She had barely eaten breakfast again. So, Vicky, Mr. Mitchell said, I saw that you were done early, as usual. Can you tell us the answer to the first question? What happens to Ophelia at the end of Act 4? The classroom grew silent, At first, no one even bothered to look at her, as if everyone expected she would answer the question correctly. But this time was different. Seconds ticked by. People began to turn toward her, first Martin, and then Teresa, and Steve. They seemed surprised. Vicky wished they would all just turn away. She tried to think of something to say so Mr. Mitchell would skip her. "I can't deal with my homework right now, Mr. Mitchell. My family's coming apart, and I haven't eaten or slept right in weeks. I'm scared for my brother, and my stomach feels like someone shoved a knife in it. Just leave me alone." She imagined herself shouting the words, exploding like a bomb in the middle of the classroom. But instead, the words caught in her throat. She stared straight ahead, feeling the sweat bead on her forehead. "Miss Fallon?" Mr. Mitchell said. She could hear the surprise in his voice. "I know what happens, Mr. Mitchell," Teresa said then. Vicky couldn't tell if she was trying to show off or help.
"Me too,"
Steve chimed in. "Thank you," said Mr. Mitchell, but the question was for Vicky.
"I don't know," she admitted finally, feeling her face burn. "I didn't get a chance to finish."
Vicky heard several students whisper. Someone in the back of the room snickered. Roylin leaned forward at his desk, and his textbook fell to the ground with a loud slap. She wished she could sink through the floor somehow, away from the wide-eyed, open-mouthed stares. She knew some students thought it was funny that she didn't know the answer. But Martin, Teresa, and Steve gazed at her as if they were watching something they had never expected to see. Vicky focused her eyes on her notebook to avoid their stares. She could still see the hearts she had drawn last week. It seemed like years ago. Mr. Mitchell spotted them too, sighing as he passed her desk.
"See me after class," he said quickly before turning his back to her.
"Teresa, can you tell us what happened to Ophelia?" he asked.
"She dies," Teresa said, looking over at Vicky.
"How?"
"She, like, loses it over all this drama with her boyfriend and family, and then she falls into the water and drowns."
Vicky tried to block out the words and the stares that still lingered on her.
"That's right. Good, Teresa,"
Mr. Mitchell said, moving to the front of the room and marking something in his gradebook.
"But some argue that she might have killed herself. Anyone agree with this? If you find proof in the text, I'll give you extra credit on your quiz."
Several students scrambled to find proof for their argument. Vicky zoned out, barely following along as the argument went back and forth with Mr. Mitchell prodding them on. She still couldn't believe what had happened. That Dad nearly smashed her brother's skull with a phone. That he had been gone for 2 days.
"I would never kill myself over some boy. I don't care who he is," Teresa said at one point.
"That's 'cause you never met the right one," Steve replied, patting himself on the chest.
"Please," Teresa scoffed.
Vicky wanted to yell at them both for just sitting there joking while her own family was coming apart and her parents wrestled under a mountain of bills. For the first time ever, school seemed completely pointless. Vicky could feel Martin staring at her. She knew he had once felt the same way. She remembered it from the day they had met. Part of her wished she could just reach out to him, force everyone else out, and lock the classroom door behind them. But another part of her was angry at him for not trusting her, for making things so difficult.
"Good debate," Mr. Mitchell said at the end of the class. "Some of you may not like Shakespeare, but look at what he's writing about in this play. Broken families, anger and resentment, revenge and betrayal, people scheming against each other, murder plots. This stuff was written over 400 years ago. We still wrestle with the same issues today, right? I hate to say it, but maybe Shakespeare's the original gangsta," he said as the bell rang.
Groans erupted at Mr. Mitchell's comment.
"Yo, that's corny," Roylin protested.
Steve shook his head as if he couldn't believe what he had just heard. Vicky wished she could just leave with the rest of the students who rushed out of the classroom. She knew Mr. Mitchell was going to lecture her about her homework,
and she had no idea what she was going to tell him. She braced herself, only to see Teresa hovering over her desk. Unlike the last time they talked, she looked concerned, not angry. "Hey, girl," she began at last, her voice a bit unsteady. "Are you okay?" Just then, Martin leaned over Vicky's desk. Instantly, Teresa's expression changed. She rolled her eyes and turned away. "Never mind," she muttered. Martin eyed her soberly, and Vicky wasn't sure whether he was about to start questioning her again. But before he even spoke, Mr. Mitchell appeared behind him. "Excuse me, Martin, but I need to talk to Vicky," he said quietly. "Why don't you catch up with her after school?" Anger flashed on Martin's face. Vicky knew Mr. Mitchell saw it, but she didn't care. She wanted to get out of the classroom, out of Blueford, and away from everyone. "Please, Martin," he said gently. "Whatever you say," Martin grumbled, rapping his fist on her desk in frustration as he walked out. Mr. Mitchell closed the door and turned to Vicky, his expression serious. He paused for a moment, as if he was gathering his thoughts. Vicky felt her anxiety growing with every second. "I'm sorry, Mr. Mitchell," Vicky said when she could no longer stand it. "I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and..." She hesitated, wondering if she could actually tell him the truth. "Vicky, you're one of my best students, but I've watched your work in class the past week, and I have to say I'm concerned about what I see," he explained, his forehead creasing as if he was struggling to find the right words. "I know, Mr. Mitchell. I promise it won't happen again." "Listen, Vicky. I know this might be difficult to hear, but as your teacher, I feel I need to say it to you. I'm worried about your relationship with Martin. Since you two met, you haven't been the same. Do your parents even know about him?" Vicky's cheeks flamed at the mention of Martin and her parents. She felt as if she was suddenly under a microscope. Never had any teacher asked about her personal life. Never had she given them reason to. But how could she respond? "No, they don't know about Martin, but that's because we don't talk anymore, Mr. Mitchell. All they do is yell and fight. How can I tell them anything?" she wanted to say. But instead, she just shrugged, feeling awkward and embarrassed under his gaze. "Look, what you did to help Martin the other day was great, but I'm not sure your friendship is helping you. Make sure you don't get in over your head with him, okay? You're a good student. Keep it up and colleges will be happy to accept you in a few years. I don't want to see you mess that up. I've watched too many talented girls in this school run into trouble with boys. Some get serious with a boyfriend and stop paying attention to their grades. Others have gotten pregnant and had to drop out." Vicky heard Mr. Mitchell's voice continuing, but her mind snagged on one word that made her cringe. Pregnant. What did he think she was? She knew he was trying to help, but he was wrong. She and Martin were nothing like he was saying, not even close. If he misread her relationship with Martin, how could he help her with the problems at home? There was no point talking to him. No one understood what really was happening. Not her friends, not her parents, not her teachers. "That's not a path you want, Vicky. So just slow down and focus on your work, okay?" he said, as if his words were supposed to be helpful. "Thanks, Mr. Mitchell," she grumbled, gathering her books without even looking at him. "I'll read the rest of Hamlet tonight. Now, can I go?" Mr. Mitchell's forehead creased, like he had just realized that he'd added up all the numbers and reached the wrong answer. "Is there something else going on, Vicky? I've never seen you like this."
"Like what?"
she asked bitterly.
"No, everything's fine. Just slow down, right?"
Vicky repeated, struggling to keep her voice calm. "I need to leave. I don't want to get a detention for being late.
I can write you a pass."
"No, thanks. I can make it," Vicky said quickly and dashed out of the classroom, leaving Mr. Mitchell standing near his desk, staring at her in confusion.